I know this is heavy politics today, by the way, but it's very, very important. Big, big, big stuff happening to Northern Ireland at the moment. When the Prime Minister is coming over to try to get these talks over the line, that's how important this is. It's why it's our lead story today. It's why we're talking to the politicians in depth. And it's also why we've been speaking to the DUP Finance Minister, Simon Hamilton. So I asked him how close they are to a deal being done.
Look, we're obviously still dedicated towards working towards the deal. I think this is and everybody has, I think, realised and acknowledged that this is a crucial week. We've got to make significant progress this week if a deal is to be reached before the Christmas deadline.
So you're cooking up a fudge for Christmas?
No, look, these are very serious issues that we're dealing with, principally around welfare, around the budget, around institutional change that's needed at Stormont so that we can have a government that works and delivers better than the system that we currently have. That is going to require a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of dedication. That's something that my party is up for, and we will put every effort in this week to ensure that we can make progress if progress is possible to be made.
And this bid for a deal this week, it's just about welfare reform and finance issues, is it?
Look, that's the principle. Right from the start, the DUP has been adamant that we've got to have agreement on a budget, and that includes making progress on welfare reform. There's the added incentive now of making progress on those issues and getting corporation tax powers devolved, which is something that all of the parties at Stormont have been supportive of, all of the parties in executive one.
But Sinn Féin, Simon, has been adamant that there's no deal on the other issues, the past, parades, flags, then there's no deal on anything. They were adamant about this just a number of days ago on this show.
Let's bear in mind, those are important issues. They have eluded substantive agreement in the recent past and indeed in previous talks processes where the issues were parked or were sort of glossed over. Now, I think everybody would acknowledge that if there is progress to be made on those issues, we should be making progress on those issues, but they are incredibly difficult issues. They have been intractable in the past. They are very problematic still to this day. I think we will maintain our focus primarily on issues around budget, around welfare, to ensure that we can get a budget agreed, a final budget agreed in January. Without a budget, we don't have a government, and the institutions at Stormont will fail, and they will collapse, and I don't think anybody in the process wants that to happen. So we need to make progress on those issues. And yes, there are other issues around the past, which we're also discussing, and we need to make progress on too, if we can.
So essentially, Cameron's going to come over, give us more money. It's going to be described as not extra money so that he can save face in terms of welfare reform. It'll be called some type of peace deal and on we'll go, right?
Well, look, at the heart of our problem at this minute in time is the fact that the executive does not have enough money to do everything that it needs to do. And that, everybody and no doubt every devolved administration or every council in the UK and further afield can make that argument. The difference in Northern Ireland and what my party has been pitching at in these talks to the government is that there are a lot of things that Northern Ireland's government has to pay for over and above what regions in England and Scotland and Wales have to pay for. And these are things that emanate from our past and the legacy of the Troubles. So it's everything from having segregated housing, segregated education systems, to having to pay for peace and reconciliation initiatives, to police.
So with that context, Simon, you're confident that the Prime Minister will give us more money?
We're certainly making a very strong case to the Prime Minister. We've made strong cases in the past whenever we had devolution in 07, when policing of devolution powers took place in 2010. I think there is a good, strong case to be made that if we are going to deal with some of these issues, then the resources available to the executive are crucial. And having had
so therefore, without more money, is a deal impossible?
Well, I think nobody knows better than I do in the position that I hold that the executive spending power is far less now than it was in 2010. We are dealing with the austerity that is emanating from London anyway. But on top of that, then, we have to use sizable chunks of our block grant to pay for those economic and social legacy problems that come from the Troubles.
So I hear that. So without more money, is a deal impossible?
Okay, we need a financial package to make any deal viable. I think that, if we're talking about trying to rebalance our economy, which is something that we're all agreed on that we need to do, we want to do, then that is going to require some investment up front.
To be fair to Sinn Féin, it's very, very close to what they say we should have been holding out for all along, that we need more money. And when the DUP have been saying for the last few months there is no more money, you know, Gregory Campbell's been on this show. Listen carefully. There is no more money. And now you are saying we need a financial deal to make this viable.
We never said that there wasn't a need for more. We never desisted from making an argument that cuts to our block grant were a fundamental problem. We always have made that point, either publicly or privately with the government. I think the issue around where there was no more money and there was no more give was around the issue of welfare. And even in the deal that we did do with Sinn Féin, the abortive deal that we did with Sinn Féin, there wasn't any more money coming from London. We had to pay that out of our own budget in terms of the flexibility that we've negotiated. I think that the government will maintain that position around welfare, that there will be no more money for welfare. But our argument is that in the totality of a agreement and a broader agreement around our budget, which would include welfare, that there is a need to invest in ensuring that those legacy problems that we have, those costs that we have coming from having had to deal with the troubles and the aftermath of the trouble,
okay,
that there is investment by our government in dealing with that.
The,